America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and the CBS Sports Network. The Sims, He's about to do his Sims spotlight. And it's brought to you by Balance of Nature, whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. I actually got a fresh box of Balance of Nature that was sitting on my desk this morning when I came in. So thank you for that, whoever was the driving force behind it. And I have a feeling it was probably Phil, who was the guy who did that. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Yes, that comes from me. I wanted you to stay healthy. You are. I got to admit, Gio, you're looking better, man.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up.
It always so
Every Wednesday I wake up, I said, let me turn these two idiots on and see what the hell they're talking about. And I turn it on, and I'm listening to Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp. And I thought I was tuning into a sports station.
Those two guys are sports guys. Yes. One's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, you should have actually heard the first 20 minutes of the show. You would have loved that, too. By the way, Gio is glowing. He has been glowing. Mm. If you take a really good close look at his forehead.
Yeah, very shiny.
Very shiny forehead.
Yeah, those are my natural oils that come out when I take my Balance of Nature. Very, very
healthy.
Well,
that's a good thing, man. Yeah. You know, you don't want to dry up and all that stuff. No, you know, listen.
Hey, by the way, you going to Germany with the Giants this week?
By the way, I'm going to Germany tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay. Do you know any German? Like Alvitas or anything like that? No? Nothing?
No, of course not. I mean, come on. I had a hard enough time in English to, you know, much less learning German. But.
Yeah, you should learn how to say this game sucks because you're probably going to be saying that a lot over there.
Hey, I don't know. You know, it might be exciting. Let's be honest. Look, we got two teams that are struggling and everything else, and it's just, I really mean this. I think the game will be kind of emotional. In other words, Carolina winning a game, they feel like they're one of the best teams in the league now. You know, I'm being serious. Ah. And, you know, they're going to be, wow, we got confidence. We won the game. And I did hear you just say before I came on, Boomer, about, you know, the stats they had. I didn't realize. I watched the game. I didn't know New Orleans was putting up those kind of yards. But, man, New Orleans was awful, too. I mean, come on. 4th-and-3. Game on the line. Your man, Derek Carr, there he is at quarterback. Let's throw it 50 yards down the field on 4th-and-3, the last play of the game. And, of course, incomplete. We lose. Coach
Hey, it's not my man. I didn't want him here, and I'm glad the Jets didn't get him. I hope Aaron can turn this thing around. And speaking of the Jets, I mean, I know we talked about them last week against Houston. We didn't really know what to expect because they were on a short week. You know, they still obviously feel like there is a faint hope that they do have a path. I thought that path had to include a win at New England, and that did not happen. I guess if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you're you, if you're me, I mean, you got to show up and you got to believe that, you know, you still have a chance.
Yeah, this is a game you got to look at two things, I think, when you talk about the Jets. And, you know, I haven't given up as far as the fact that they could get on a run and get to the playoffs or get close, whatever. But, you know, going out there and playing Arizona, you talked about it. There's so this is not the same team that we've watched in the last couple of years. Kyler Murray getting under center, running the football is what their team is about. They're, you know, they're very conservative on offense. So it's can the Jets' defense stop the run game? If they do that, that will be a huge reason why they'd have, a great chance to win the game.
All right, let's see here. Let's see if I can get this right. The Google Translate.
Dieses Spiel ist scheiße.
Yeah, right. What is
Dieses
that?
Spiel ist scheiße.
What does that mean?
Got that, Phil?
Dieses no, I can't understand it.
Dieses what's Spiel that? Ist scheiße.
And what's that mean?
This game sucks. I'm just helping you out,
all
man.
Right.
I'm just helping you out.
Listen,
back to
I got
game.
It.
Sorry.
But you'll be up early. You'll be up early
of
watching
course,
the game.
Because I have to. And if I didn't have to because we're talking about the next thing, I wouldn't be watching it. Because the two teams stink. And honestly, if the Giants lost the game, it would help them out, in my opinion, better down the road. And I'm not saying that the players are going to tank or whatever else. I just think that the Giants, after watching this past draft, by the way, and then being on the outside looking in with the three quarterbacks that were drafted.
And then seeing Jaden Daniels up close and personal twice now and have been beaten twice by them.
I want to see the Giants in a position to get one of those guys because they desperately need that energy in this organization.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about Arizona's offense, but to hell with that right now. Gio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're looking at the draft this year coming, the quarterbacks. I'm going to start talking about them maybe even today.
Okay.
I'm going to look at some of them. But this is not the same draft class as last year. Unless the Giants, it's hard to say if you got the first, second, or third pick of the draft, which quarterback would you take out of college right now? Tell me, Gio.
Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, there you go. And that's probably the clear-cut number one as I just watch it on TV and everything like that. I haven't looked at him to see all the other stuff about him. But, yeah, he looks right now to be the safest pick at quarterback. The Shedeur Sanders, if the Giants do have that pick, does he want to come here, Boomer?
I don't think so. I think he wants to go to. I would think he'd want to go to Vegas. I believe that Vegas is going to have a new coach next year. They're going to start all over. And by the way, with Tom Brady owning a piece of the Vegas Raiders and having now influence, according to Mark Davis, within the Vegas Raiders and working out with Shedeur Sanders, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I do believe they will. Of course, they're looking at the quarterback market big time for next year. And look, they're firing everybody. They're getting rid of players. Their best player, Davante Adams, maybe one of their best, especially on offense. And, it's like we're going to do everything we can to keep losing so we can get the quarterback that we want. And that would probably most likely be Shedeur Sanders, no doubt.
You know, it's kind of interesting you say that they're going to keep losing. You and I both know this. We've been on some losing teams. We don't want to lose. The coach doesn't want to lose, for sure. They don't want that on their resume. But the team can do things, and the general manager can do things to influence games in a negative way. And right now, when I'm looking at the draft order, it's the Patriots, it's the Jaguars, it's the Saints, it's the Panthers, the Browns, then the Raiders.
Well, you got some teams in there that are definitely, when you just think of looking at New Orleans, they'll be in the quarterback market, probably trying to draft one or do something special to get their team back on track. So, boy, you're just saying a lot of things that tells me, and I think we realize the Giants are going to have a hard time. If it is the quarterback they want next year, they're going to have a hard time getting the one that everybody likes, that they like, that's the number one pick. So,
yeah,
I don't know what to do.
Right. So the thing about the Giants this week, this is a huge game that will have impact on the draft next year. We know that. If I'm a Giant fan, or I don't want my team losing.
No, right.
Tommy DeVito came in last year and got some wins that ended up costing them Jaden Daniels. That's like the practicality of the whole thing.
I understand all that, you know. Just look at Carolina. They're dumping players right and left, and you know, the Giants, you go over there to play this game. Gio, you talked about it. Carolina's terrible. They got all this stuff they don't do. They're like an expansion team right now. They're getting rid of players, too, just trying to accumulate as many draft picks to reshape their football team. So, you know, you start talking about these quarterbacks right now coming out the draft. We need one, the New York Giants and all that. So it's so far down the road. But like I said, I am anxious because I get bored. You know, how many times am I going to watch some of these teams? But start to looking at these college quarterbacks and see these ones that are putting up, you know, The kid down at Miami is, you know, putting up great numbers.
Cam
Ward,
about
yeah. Cam Ward has been, you know, he's different. You know, I guess my first thought is I got to really watch him because the way he plays is so free and loose, and it's working out for him. But boy, I can't wait to watch it to see if that will translate to the NFL.
So. All right, I'm just going to ask you to speculate. I'm not going to hold you to it. I just need to hear you thinking out loud. Like when we normally talk together on the phone and you ask me questions and I give you answers and then I ask you questions and you give me answers. And, you know, usually your answers are pretty honest with me. So I just want you to speculate with an answer that's honest. Do the Cleveland Browns and Carolina Panthers start with new quarterbacks next year? And if they do, where do you think Deshaun Watson and Bryce Young end up falling?
Wow, that's a great question. I do think they'll try to get in the quarterback market and get their guy, another guy or whatever, to see if it can work for the teams. Yes, I heard you a little bit about Bryce Young, and I think a lot of that is true. I mean, I give him credit. He hangs in there, but you're right. He looks so small. And it's not like Kyler Murray is short, but he's a big man. And he can take the punishment and move it around. He's playing a different game out there in Arizona right now. So, which is, you know, as I watch him, I just go, wow, on both sides of the ball. And running the football under center, handing the ball off, doing play action passes, stuff that he's never done. But when you talk about those two teams, yes, Boomer, I 100% believe they'll be in the quarterback market looking for their franchise guy.
Do you think Kevin Stefanski is still the coach of the Browns next year?
Oh, man, you know, I don't want to get into firing guys and all that stuff, but it's going to be tough because the team is just falling apart. It's injuries. It's so many things. It's Deshaun Watson. Whatever happened to him physically, hey, that time he set out and everything changed, you know. And I just can't imagine being a quarterback in the NFL with all the crap that's thrown at you every single week and every avenue, fans, the media, the coaches, that you can overcome that with what has happened in your life. I marvel at it almost going, how is he doing this? And I know it's the money and he wants to play football, but there's no way. How can you clear your head enough to make it work on the field? And he didn't even resemble the guy we saw down in Houston playing for the Cleveland
Browns. Oh, God, yeah, you're right. I mean, no, man, he was brutal.
Bad decisions. Never giving up on a play. Never. And it was like he was angry the whole time, and he was playing that way. I like playing angry. There's a lot to that. But his was out of control. And
yeah.
Throwing the football, which he was a good thrower in Houston. I never saw that same guy throwing the football in Cleveland.
He looked totally unhappy. Like they bribed him to come there, gave him that stupid contract, and then he ended up going there and just actually falling flat on his face. Now he's going to cost the coach his job, and the front office should get blown up for that too as well. I mean, it's just such bad decision making. All right, let me ask you this.
Well, let me say this about the Carolina Panthers. Look what they're doing. They are, like we said, they're getting rid of guys right and left because they're thinking about next year and reshaping the team. They're borderline an expansion team. When you look at some of their numbers, and I'm not a numbers guy. I'm really not. You're a stat pack guy. I'm not. I just kind of try to watch and get a feel for who they are.
Right.
But they're awful in so many areas on both sides of the ball. I mean, if you had to rank NFL teams just by numbers, they're last. And the only thing I say about the Giants playing this game, they're emotionally, the Giants have to get themselves up. Because I really do believe, as I watched that game, Carolina playing, and how emotional and fast they did play, because they want to win a damn game, and now they feel good, and it'll be really interesting. The Giants, when I look at the Giant game, the Giant defense has to dominate the Carolina offense, which they should. And if they do that, the Giants will win.
All right. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I'm still here. So I know you love offenses and breaking down offenses. This is something I wanted to ask you. So I know you don't like firing coaches, but, you know, film and how things work is the Phil Simms type of thing. Tell me why the Detroit Lions offense is so good and why it could be good enough to actually get to a Super Bowl this year and possibly win it.
Oh, wow. Well, it's really easy. I mean, they line up and they got one thing that's the best in the NFL every single week. It's their offensive line. And I do, Gio, I talk about this every year. Look at the playoffs when they come around. and who's in it. And if you had to rank offensive lines from 1 to 32, the top 10 are going to be in the playoffs. And the Detroit Lions, definitely, when you look at them, they have the best offensive line. So there's nothing that, you know, Ben Johnson designs. He doesn't have to worry. Well, okay, we're going to do this and this and all these other things, and it's going to work because of our offensive line is so good. Protecting the quarterback, running the football, great design in what they do. And the quarterback, let's be honest, he's not playing good or well. He's playing great. Mm. Oh, my God. And I wondered if he would throw the ball well enough up in Green Bay with the rain. And I'm watching the game. I'm going, damn, it's coming out of his hand great. And finally, I see a shot of him close enough, and he was wearing gloves, which was a really smart thing. And I actually talked about that last week. Jared Goff is playing as good as any quarterback in the NFL, maybe better. There's a couple others, a couple really hot quarterbacks that are just getting it done. And go to this, talking about acquiring players. They go out and get Deontay Johnson. They're trying to add on to their best unit on the football team.
For the Ravens.
Instead of trying to spread it out, just...
Right. Yeah, for the Ravens.
Yeah, for the Ravens.
Yeah.
We drafted Carl Banks when we had an outstanding group of linebackers. I said, why did we draft another linebacker? Well, we know the answer now, because he was really good, almost as good as Lawrence Taylor a lot of times, and it changed our football team. And Tom Coughlin did it, too, with his great defensive line. Remember, they drafted a kid out of Boston, Matthias Kiwanuka, and he was really an impact player. And they drafted him to the strongest group on the football team, and that was their defensive line.
You know, so final question for me, and this I was going to ask you about coaches. Three potential head coaching candidates out there for the hiring cycle, and some of these teams, you know, maybe the Jets, maybe the Saints, maybe the Raiders, maybe the Browns, who knows, will start interviewing or looking at guys right around Thanksgiving, I would think. Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, Ben Johnson, put it in that order. What order would you put it in if you were going to hire one of those guys?
Oh, you know, I'm not going to do this.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, listen, well, one, with Bill Belichick, we have great stuff to look into that we know about him. And I think I was hearing, did I hear that a little bit about Chad Ochocinco saying that he would just say things to Tom Brady and all the players would go, oh, my God, he's picking on Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah, but that was actually one of Tom Brady's former teammates explaining exactly how Bill was yelling at Tom Brady. And I said, you and I both know that Tom Brady has told us both that you would think that he never did anything around New England the way he got treated.
Yeah, every once in a while, and I'm telling the truth here, he would come into the meeting and he'd sit down and he'd look at me and goes, you know, am I the worst quarterback in the NFL? And I just go, no. He goes, well, they act like I am around here. Rah, rah, you know, and I just go, wow. I just want to go, Tom, you're Tom Brady, man. You know, I don't know what to say. What do you say to that? You know, so I know he was taking a beating in the meeting room. And, you know, sometimes maybe it could have been too much. But sometimes, as you know and I know, they're going to talk through the quarterback to talk to the team. And once they yell at the quarterback, then that opens it up. I can yell at anybody, except maybe Lawrence Taylor. So, you know. But that's what that's about, and I forgot your question.
Well, I was just saying the coaches, like, you know, Coach Vrabel, Coach Belichick, and then, of course, Ben Carson, the offense coordinator for the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, I would think just looking at it, the person that I think will really get great scrutiny and a lot of people want, he turned down jobs this offseason, is Ben Johnson. Because we all look at it as a quarterback league. And there's very few defenses that you can just count on in the NFL right now and go, we could win the Super Bowl because of our defense. And, you know, of course, the first one that comes to my mind is that team out in Kansas City. Their defense can come through in big spots. And when they don't, then we got the guy that can clean it up for us if we make a little mess.
One thing Ben Johnson has, he's got skill players out the wazoo there, too. I mean, they got a great running game. They got a terrific tight end, wide receivers, and the quarterback's playing great because of the offensive line. I mean, their offense is basically as good as anybody in the NFL right there with Baltimore.
If there's, you know, yes, it is. And Ben Johnson not only has these really good players, a really good offensive line, but as you watch him, you go, damn, that's clever. Oh, it's not always, we're not just running over people. They just have so many plays, you just go, well, everybody in the league is going to copy that. It might take them 5 or 6 weeks before they catch on, but they're going to get it. And, you know, that's what I, you know, we talk about offense constantly. It is what the NFL is kind of about. And that's why I think Ben Johnson is going to be such a big issue this offseason. And it'll come down to this. I don't think he wanted to leave Detroit last year. Probably didn't like what some of the teams were saying to him. Maybe the money wasn't good enough. So he did the right thing going back to Detroit.
All right, Phil, listen closely here. I got one more German phrase.
Good, I want to hear it. Right, oh, shoot.
Here we go.
Wilde Blaubeeren, oh mein Gott.
Did you hear that?
I heard it. Wilde what did it say?
Oh mein Gott.
All right, one more time.
Wilde Blaubeeren, oh mein Gott. Wilde Blaubeeren, oh mein Gott.
Okay, what is it?
It's wild blueberries, oh my gosh.
You're such a... You know what? I tell you, you're a pain in my ass. I'll tell you that. So,
that's great. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Gio.
Yeah.
Gio, I took 2 years of French in high school. Okay? And when I got done with those 2 years, I don't think I knew two words in French. You know, French. So it's just, it's not up me. I'm not going to try to say any German slang, and I'm sure as hell not going to say what you do. What was that? Say it again.
It's wild blueberry on my gut.
Here you go.
Wilde Blaubeeren, oh mein Gott.
Oh my God.
Wilde Blaubeeren, oh mein Gott.
Wild blueberries, oh my God.
Very good, Phil. Great talking to you, man.
Send it to me. Maybe I'll try that on some people over there in Germany, see what they say.
All right, perfect.
Have a good trip, right, man. Be safe. See, we'll talk to you when you get back.
Okay, thanks for having me on. Have
see
a good day.
Right, that's the
Sacre Bleu. Sacre Bleu.
Sim Spotlight brought to you by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com.
It's the... There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Boomerang Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomerang Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Beautiful, hazy shot of the city out there on another 70-plus degree day in November. I'm sure Jerry's going to be out there playing golf with his boys today.
Yesterday.
Right? Oh, you did not play today?
Today, Rutgers has a 6 o'clock game.
Oh.
Can't do today, so we played yesterday.
Squeeze in nine, maybe?
We did. We got today. No, I can't.
He's got a game.
He's got to prepare.
Yeah, I understand.
He's a professional.
He is a pro. That is indeed true.
He is a professional of the highest caliber when it comes to play-by-play. You know, we work with him there at that Eagle-Giant game, and I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, that means a lot coming from you. Thank you.
It's very nice. And I'm serious about that. I'm not.
It's very nice.
I'm not yanking your chain.
I didn't think you were yanking my chain.
I'm waiting for the butt.
There's no butt.
Okay.
Jerry sucks. I thought he was flawless, and he had to deal with me and Phil's nonsense.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was no nonsense. It was great.
I thought you were just like so smooth, like you had done this 1,000 times.
I did do 11 years of it. I mean, in fairness.
Yeah, but you were on the internet.
I know, but that is 100, and I think I did over 100 Columbia games. I've done 15 games for Compass, Compass Media Networks. It is weird when you don't do football, like walking in for one game. It takes you a little while to get going.
You got to get the rhythm of it.
But
I will say this. Here's what I really thought. Like, you know, your voice is good. You got a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
That's the thing.
Awesome.
You're in command. You sound like you're in command.
You hiring?
Every time an NBA job opens, I look to see if there's any connection
there. Well,
he wanted
the Nick job. He didn't get the Nick job.
They didn't even try to get the Nick job.
I did not.
Didn't even attempt to get the Nick job.
Nope. No, I didn't. But I do have 49ers Bucks this weekend. So that'll be fun.
Oh, nice. Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Where is that game?
That game is in Tampa. 1 o'clock Sunday, yes.
Man, you are becoming a big shot.
So hence why I don't have much time to get out there. I got 9 in yesterday. That's it for the week.
Are you
Jerry, I would call him the radio tool. He's a radio tool. Five-tool player, Jerry.
Five-tool player.
So you're going to be off Monday?
No, I'll be here.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're going to do the game, fly back, and be here.
All right, we'll be back.
Man's a stud.
Man, oh, man.
Good work ethic. I like it.
Impressive. I love it. Yeah. All right, Jerry, let's get the update in here.
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. We've dealt with the NFL trade deadline all morning. I told you earlier I had some sound of Dak Prescott getting blowtorched by a former NFL player.
Yes.
So James Jones on FS1. Was discussing the fact that Dak was going on injured reserve with this hamstring injury. So here's a series of clips from him where he really calls him out for, I guess you would say, not wanting to play.
Dak quitting.
Hold on, James.
Whoa, James. Say it with your chest.
I need some proof.
Like
tapped out?
Like
in a chokehold and they said, you said Dak quit.
And it's crazy because, like,
I've been there though.
It ain't even like funny though. Like, my man quitting on these dudes.
And here is why he says he's quitting on these dudes.
I've had a hamstring plenty of times, and I'm back the next week. I'm not Tyreek Hill. It don't take no 4 weeks for you to heal from no hamstring. You're not Lamar Jackson. You're not Jalen Hurts. You're not running. Where are you running to?
Here's one more from him.
4 weeks. Basically put me on ice for 4 weeks. Right? No fight, no nothing. Hey, man, I'll be back in 2 weeks. I'll be back in a week. This is a hamstring for a quarterback that's not explosive at the quarterback spot.
And then he also referenced the clip that TMZ had where you've got Prescott, if you read lips, saying this team bleeping stinks. And he referenced that, too.
Yeah, all right. So I'll never accuse Dak Prescott of quitting.
Me neither.
That's a hard word to throw at somebody like him. I don't know the severity of the hamstring. I've never had a hamstring injury. I never had to worry about that.
I've had several.
But that is really
that's rough.
That's brutal, man.
How
many injuries did James Jones have in his career?
I don't know the answer to that.
That's the other thing. Like, you just got to be careful about saying, I understand the hot take thing and the hyperbole thing, but Jesus, quit. That's the word he used for Dak Prescott, of all people.
And there's different...
Dak Prescott, with the way the season is going right now, we heard him on the sideline, what he said. Dak is quitting on these boys.
Yeah, I mean, there's different levels of hamstring. Like, people tear them. There's grades. Maybe not for a month, but, I mean, it's not like it isn't an injury that's kept people on the sideline for a while.
And the interesting thing is, how did he hurt it? He hurt it dropping back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, James is saying, well, he doesn't run. He's not Lamar. He's not whoever else he was talking about. But I was like, yeah, okay. Well, he heard it, dropping back and had a hell of a time trying to throw when he was stepping through.
Yep. What a stupid name for a muscle, by the way.
Hamstring.
Hamstring. Ever think about that? Because I'm just thinking about it right now.
No,
bizarre.
I've never thought about it. I just took it for granted, I guess.
I don't know.
What would you like to call it?
I don't know, like something that sounds more like a muscle, like a pectoral or a bicep or, things like that. A hamstring. We just get used to these things.
We do.
And it's silly.
Think we become desensitized? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to find the origin of this.
Okay.
Because that's where I'm at right now.
You mentioned, they mentioned Lamar Jackson. So here's Jackson. So you got Bengals Ravens tomorrow night. Week 10 will open up with Thursday night football. And here is Jackson looking ahead.
It's going to be a dogfight. It's a divisional game as well. And we already know we just got to score points. That's our job. And that's been the conversation all season long. We have to score points.
And after losing those first two games, they have been really, really good. John Harbaugh, you really seem like you're enjoying this team.
I'm full of joy every single day walking in this building. Now, still determined. It's a little pride. Always, I say a little pride is a lot of pride, and doing things the right way and working hard and trying to do everything you can do to to prove who you are, you know, and that's what our guys do.
See, he's another guy full of joy.
Full of joy.
We are. We're all full of joy.
Well, they're winning a lot. They should be full of joy.
Yeah, and so are we. We're winning, too.
That's exactly right. Now, you also had the election last night, obviously, with Trump beating Harris. And so I saw Funhouse post this from 2021. Always fun to hear from Chris Russo on SiriusXM. And in this case, you know, Mike and Chris used to rank teams. Well, here was Chris ranking presidents.
This is where it's tricky. C-SPAN put GW2 and Lincoln 1. You could go either way. Washington found a country. Lincoln saved it.
Oh, that was very timely.
he found the country. Oh, there it is. I found it. Here's the country. I mean, this might be a little controversial. Teddy Roosevelt, not in my top five. Good, not great.
Oh, man. Funny.
He loved presidents, too, right? Him and Evan love presidents.
Yes. I don't know of as much as Evan, but yes, right there with
him. I think Beningo loves presidents, too. Like, he got into
huge history guy.
Yeah.
Big history guy.
Big history guy.
Doesn't know Puka Nakua. Yeah. NBA tonight, the Knicks are in Atlanta. You've got Rutgers with their home opener, well, season opener against Wagner on WFAN 660 AM at 6 p.m. At baseball's GM meetings in San Antonio. Here is, I'm going to skip over the Mets stuff because it's boring. Well, so is Brian Cashman, but at least here he is talking about the conversations with Juan Soto and Scott Boras going forward.
We are more than willing to meet as many times as we'd like to meet, but I think Scott Boras was going to talk to Juan and get a feel for whether he felt it was necessary for us to have as many time in person with him as other clubs because he knows us, you know, so we stand ready to do
whatever.
Do
the Yankees have to wine and dine him like other teams after spending a year with him?
As much wine me, dine me, 69.
Okay.
I thought that is.
No, there's no whining and dining going on. It's just basically here's, you know, $600 million or no.
That, true. And then here, one more where he's well aware teams like the Mets and others very interested.
Big market owners with deep pockets aren't the only ones signing players to big deals. I mean, you've seen the San Diego Padres sitting out in the West Coast. They've imported a lot of big-time players with big-time contracts that they've out-competed other teams of interest
for. And so we shall see where that goes. Couple of things from hockey. Number one, you had the Islanders in a shootout with the Penguins.
Here he comes, Letang.
Goal in the shootout. Sorokin the stop there on Chris Letang, and 4-3 would be the final score. Brendan Burke the call on MSG. JG Pageau the game tying goal in the third, where the Islanders scored two goals to come back from 3-1 down to force overtime and then the shootout. The other thing from hockey, and this was absolutely bizarre, the Blues beat the Lightning 3-2. In this game, Dylan Holloway takes a puck to the neck area, the collarbone neck area, continues on his shift, finishes his shift, then goes to the bench, and then ultimately was taken away on a stretcher.
And they have brought the stretcher out.
Yeah. Well, obviously hoping for nothing but the best here for Dylan Holloway. And hope it's nothing as serious as we are watching right now.
Now, he is said to be in stable condition in the hospital, but this was a weird scene.
Did it hit his trachea or something? And maybe then a swelling?
I don't know.
Started pushing on it and he couldn't breathe or something like
perhaps.
That?
Perhaps. All I saw was the update in the hospital that he's doing okay, but it was scary. It didn't look like 7-8 guys to get him off the bench, off the stretcher. So 3-2 was the final there. You got the Rangers tomorrow taking on the Sabres. Tomorrow, Devils and Canadians. And tomorrow, the Islanders and Ottawa.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. At some point soon, like very soon, we've got a very exciting announcement about Boomer and Geo Live on the 22nd at the Paramount. And I was hoping that it would be today that we could say this, but it's not today. So maybe I'm hoping it's tomorrow that we can say this. But I'm telling you, when you find this out, you're going to be like, wow, that is pretty cool.
I know what it is.
That is pretty cool. This time you actually know. I've kept you in the loop on this one.
Yes, I know what this one is.
Yeah, so I'll be...
I like not being in the loop, though, for this. You know, I like to be surprised. But I knew that you had to come to me for this, and I'm good with it.
Good. Yeah. I mean, and I would imagine that, that you would be. So I was actually shocked to hear that this was booked, and we figured this whole thing out. But it is, it's great, and we'll be hopefully by the end of this week. I mean,
it's God.
It's Wednesday, and we're hoping by either Thursday or Friday to be able to announce that and then tell you all the special things that come with it, November 22nd
at
that's the Paramount.
Be such a special night.
Such a special night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we don't have Spike around to tell us to not drink as much. So now Tom Izzo has taken that mantle. So it was very...
What?
Yeah, it was very strange. And, you know, I was hoping you were a part of this interaction, but he would have probably never said what he said if you were there. So Tom Izzo, our digital maven, basically was chastising us for drinking too much during all the Boomer and Geo lives.
I only did that once.
But he said all of us.
And that was the best show, by the way.
It was.
Well, the last one was probably the best. Like, yeah, the first one was
good.
Unique.
They're all good, but that first one was unique, I have to say.
Like, maybe
it took
I'm
a year for me to get over my shoulder injury from that one.
Like, maybe I'm nuts, but, like, I don't think at any point in these shows when I was drinking, especially being the person who's running, the point person and running
good.
All the things.
You got it down, man.
And he's like, everybody, yeah, you too. You can hear it. I could play you the thing. I'm like, what?
By the way, who the hell is he?
Tom Izzo.
I don't know. He's deep. I guess.
I mean, what the hell is Big Hurls doing?
Yeah, Big Hurls. His, you know, I don't think he saw the one show,
yes.
The last one,
okay.
and he
is he involved?
He is. Oh, he's heavily involved.
Oh, well, of course he's heavily involved.
See, that's just not a nice thing. I mean, it's just not nice.
He's got to be heavily involved.
Well, he's heavily involved.
He's the brand ambassador, for God's sake.
Well, it was actually this big announcement that we're going to say, a part of the show, was actually his idea.
See, this is the type of thing I'm talking about. Get involved.
So
does he say anything?
He found it odd that Izzo was doing this and then like not stopping talking about
Tom Izzo, the conspiracy theorist.
Like he kept going and going and going.
I say this time we just get really drunk and show him this is what it is. We're really drunk.
Right. That it's gotten to that point now where you want to rebel against it.
100%. I'm starting at 3:00.
Yeah, but you know how that is, Eddie. You know, they tell you not to do something. What do?
Do it.
You do it.
I mean, the shows have gotten progressively.
I do it.
Every time. I definitely need, like, I'm not going to go out there and be blacked out, but I definitely need one or two drinks to go out there to just, like, and it calms me down.
Little icebreaker.
Yeah.
Little lubrication.
Right. So I'm just going to do the same thing I did every time. And if I got to sneak in my own alcohol, Tom Izzo is going to be, confiscating
it. He's going to be like the fun police.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
The only reason that first one got out of hand is because it was Good Friday and the Holland Tunnel was wide open. And I didn't have to wait an hour and a half in traffic, so I got there and I had nothing to do for 2 hours.
Except drink 2 bottles
right.
of tequila.
I mean, so like I am with you and I'm in the same situation where like I'll blame the external factors in all of these things, but ultimately it was my choice to continue to consume that way. But you're right. I mean, the external factor helped, but really, it's just us over imbibing.
But I wouldn't have done that if I had something to do for 2 hours.
Yeah, and you were tuned up well before with the shoving of the crackers in the mouth and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, you kissed my face, and I wasn't totally sure if you were...
I don't remember that. I don't really remember. I didn't kiss your lips.
You kissed my face.
Yeah, I didn't kiss your lips.
I was a little worried because your lip had something going on that night. So
yeah, I did. I had a little cold sore going on.
So I remember like, So actually, you know what I did is I actually...
It's not the worst when you have a cold sore and you go to kiss somebody.
So you know what I did is I took a little, I found a napkin. I put the Casamigos on the napkin with the alcohol and rubbed my face. Try to get that, whatever that is, off of it.
Hey, man, I would have done the same thing. If it were me, I would have done the same thing. I would have found the scotch.
Yeah, but that was great. Yeah, so I guess Izzo, because, you know, that was Spike's big thing. Like, you guys, you know, too much drinking. So I think that Izzo's now taken the Spike torch of the you guys drank too much and is now hammering that home. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. And then, like, he won't say it to you. That's another one of those things. He'll never say it to you.
Yeah, right. Like the old Chernoff criticism. He's
what are they
come
doing?
To me and Al.
Why? Tell him to stop. No.
And Al, they're right there.
No.
They used to come in and yell at you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, about you.
About me.
About you guys, yeah.
Yeah, whether it's same, yeah, whether it was with, you and Craig, or then I come in, I'm not supposed to be saying something about Mike or whatever. It was always my favorite was the Chernoff collapse in place when he would hear something that he didn't want to hear.
Yes.
Like, all right, just say no to whatever I ask
you. Yeah, of course.
This would be Chernoff.
Can you come to the sales meeting on Thursday?
Hell no. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And then he was just like standing there like, no, why?
I've seen that collapse.
Yeah, yes, I have seen collapse that, yes. In place, but still be on his 2 feet.
No.
No, his adult tantrum was the greatest adult tantrum. It really was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What do you think he would be doing, like, as his ideas for producing Boomer and Geo Live?
Do you want to bring in a ventriloquist? I think that would be funny.
You want to do a card show?
Yeah, we could do that. Or maybe we'll just do sports trivia with Yankees, like 1960s Yankees.
He would have some unbelievable ideas, wouldn't he?
He would. He definitely would.
I think we should get a Jefferson Airplane cover band. And then have Boomer throw footballs to Wayne Corbett.
What is that?
And then we'll bring out... You know, I think people would really like to see Richard Neer in person. We'll bring him out.
I'll be sure. Peter Schwartz is going to be there.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with Schwartz. I really don't know. I mean, there's just a weird, it's a weird vibe around Peter right now. I hope he's a part of it.
Really, yeah. I saw a little bit of, like, you know, back and forth on X yesterday.
I did not get involved.
Yeah.
I will not get involved. Refuse to get involved.
Back and forth.
I mean, you know, and then he's talking about, oh, they're lying, I'm lying. It's just, Peter, come on. Yeah, we're trying to help you out. It really is. You know, it kind of reminds me of one of the, remember the Stern whack packer they called Eric the, what do they call him when they?
Eric the actor.
Eric the actor. You know, when he would just go too far, just ask for that next thing. And like, he would be, hey, Eric, we got you a part in this show. And then he'd be like, no, I want the lead. You know, it's like it was always one more thing.
One more thing.
And it reminds me of that. It's like, can't you be happy that you're a part of this thing and a part with us? And it's always just that one step too far.
I think he's happy. I just think he tries to defend himself a little bit too much.
He gets way too wrapped up in the social media stuff.
You know, crazy.
Way too wrapped up.
That's not my fault.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.